In early March, a Honduran father dropped off his fourth grader at school in southeast Baltimore and never made it back home. He was picked up by immigration agents. WYPR's Dominique Maria Benessi reports that the school is uniting behind the Latino students and their parents, many of whom are undocumented and make up about 40% of the school community.
It's the end of the day at Hampstead Hill Academy. There's a frenzy of cars, parents, teachers, and students all outside the entrance of the school, excited to go home. But after what happened in March, the simple task of dropping off and picking up a child at school has become one fraught with worry for parents, teachers, and school officials. Jesus Peraza, a 30-year-old father of three and with another baby due in June, was followed, arrested, and detained by Immigration and Customs Enforcement Agents, or ICE as they're known.
I was dropping Anderson at school. Later, when I arrived at my house, I parked. No sooner did I park that two men arrived. They asked for identification and then revealed that they were police.
Peraza spoke by phone from the Howard County Detention Center where he's being held. WYPR was not allowed to visit him in the detention center. His lawyer, Jared Jascott, explained that Peraza was arrested under a prior deportation order from 2005.
You never know what's going to happen, when it's going to happen to you. And so you live in fear and you live afraid.
That's David Rosario. Born to Dominican Peruvian parents in Queens, New York, he is the father of a third grader at Hampstead Hill. He is also president of the Latino Providers Network, a community organizing group. Rosario works with many undocumented Latino school parents and business owners in the community from his office just blocks from the school. He says his daughter and her friends struggle to come to terms with the immigration issue.
I'm saddened by it that my daughter has to go through these conversations. You know, my conversation back when I was growing up as a young kid was, you know, what lunch are we having today? You know, it wasn't about, hey, our friend's parents may be deported.
ICE agents in Baltimore began arresting immigrants in the country illegally in February. It was part of a nationwide sweep in which agents detained nearly 700 immigrants after President Trump, who promised during his campaign to get criminals in the country illegally, took office. In March, the city council called on ICE to refrain from arresting immigrants in the city unless they have committed a crime. Jascott Perez's lawyer said his client has no criminal record. ICE agents said in an email that Peraza was arrested after being identified as a fugitive alien who had illegally re-entered the United States following a previous removal. He was initially order removed by an immigration judge on March 31, 2005. Asked about its current policies for detaining and deporting those here undocumented, ICE responded in a statement. ICE focuses enforcement resources on individuals who possess a threat to national security, public safety, and border security. The statement also said ICE conducts targeted immigration enforcement and does not conduct sweeps or raids that target aliens indiscriminately.
My children are here, and a return to Honduras right now would be like a nightmare.
At 17 years old, Peraza fled Honduras after witnessing a murder and having his own life threatened. He was held at the border and turned away. He made it to meet his brother in Baltimore on the second try.
I don't know what's going to happen, only with God's help.
Peraza's wife, Carolina, also spoke by phone. She is stepmother to Peraza's 10-year-old son, Anderson. She says with her husband in jail and at risk of being deported, she doesn't know how she will be able to claim custody of Anderson.
Yes, I need documentation to be able to claim custody because his father had all of Anderson's papers. I don't know what we're going to do with the child.
The Perazas are one of many Latino families that are at risk of being rounded up by ICE agents, regardless of their non-criminal background, who call this community home.
The Latinx population in southeast Baltimore is just booming, and our school has been a beneficiary of that, and we stand in solidarity with that community.
That's Hampstead Hill Academy's principal, Matthew Hornbeck. In his 14 years at the school near Patterson Park, he has seen the population double from 388 to 775 students, and the percentage of Latino students grow exponentially from 3% to 40%. Hornbeck says the school is working with local Latino outreach groups and politicians to help Latino families and others cope with their fears.
The main thing that has happened is that the Latinx community and the organizations that support the Latinx community are providing training for parents and families and schools around how to respond to students who may have both reasonable and unreasonable fears about what's going to happen to them or to their families.
Peraza is due in court June 1st, when Jascot says he will argue to overturn the 12-year-old deportation order. Carolina Peraza says to deport her husband now would be an injustice.
Yes, he entered illegally, but he hasn't committed a crime here or anything bad for him to be going through all this.
Not only is her husband carrying an emotional burden, she says, but the separation has taken a toll on Anderson, who was detained by ICE on the southern border in 2015 when his mother abandoned him at 8 years old and he fled unaccompanied to meet his father in the U.S.
It is a little difficult because he asks where his dad is. Sometimes he's sad or angry. Sometimes there is nothing I can do with a child of this age.
For now, this school community will continue to show solidarity. And this Thursday, there will be a march sponsored by CASA and Latino Providers Network to ICE offices at Hopkins Plaza at 10 a.m. to fight for Peraza to stay in Baltimore with his family. I'm Dominique Maria Bonesi at Hampstead Hill Academy for 88.1 WYPR.